1390 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The World Food Program's executive director, Cindy McCain, says critical food supplies in Gaza have reached dangerously low levels. She's calling for more aid to be sent in. As Israel continues its war in Gaza against Hamas, Secretary of State Antony Blinken said that was a topic in his meeting Saturday with the foreign ministers from Egypt and Jordan.
We spoke about ways to accelerate and expand the sustained delivery of aid.
Today, the secretary entered the West Bank. He met with Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas. State Department said the two also talked about humanitarian aid and protecting civilian lives. Five people were shot at the Lone Star Rally, a motorcycle event in Galveston, Texas. They're all being treated. A person of interest is in custody. And this weekend, the first of consecutive weeks of NFL games in Germany. Today, it's two of the AFC's best teams, the defending champion Kansas City Chiefs. They play the Miami Dolphins in Frankfurt. This is ABC News. A security breach and hostage situation at a major airport in Germany, says ABC's Lama Hassan at the foreign desk.
Security services in Germany say they are dealing with a hostage situation at Hamburg Airport after a man drove through a security barrier and onto the runway, parking his car under a plane. Police say he also has a child in the car with him. All flights in and out of Hamburg Airport have been suspended indefinitely.
Friday's job report showed a cooling in the jobs market, 150,000 added last month, and ABC's Alexis Christophers explains what comes next in the Fed's fight against inflation.
The Fed definitely wants to leave the possibility of another interest rate hike on the table so they don't take Wall Street and Main Street by surprise, but the Fed couldn't have asked for better. It wants to see an economy that continues to grow and expand with jobs, but not too much. It wants to see wages grow, but not too much. I think it really takes some of the heat off the Fed and its fight against inflation. And I wouldn't be surprised if at that December meeting, we see the Fed hold steady.
Brian Clark, ABC News.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make STARS part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight.
The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us. Matt Blinder. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. Mino and the Mayor.
Amy Herrick has an event coming up called Smart Girls Rock.
I keep seeing the term STEM. What does that stand for?
First of all, the acronym STEM actually came around, I think it was first in 2001. The concept has always been around, but actually calling it STEM is relatively new.
Thank you.
Yeah.
2001 was just yesterday.
Why don't you just relax, Jim?
It feels like it.
How about we let Amy? How about more Amy, less you?
Okay.
Weekday mornings from 6 until 8 on the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, and Oshkosh Air Support, WISS. Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. The Todd Allbush Show.
I had tweeted out after the second game of the year, a hot take. I said, by the end of the year, we will see Braden Locke as the starting quarterback of the Wisconsin Badgers. Now, Mr. Mordecai broke his hand. And by golly, not the way I thought it would happen, but Braden Locke has become the starting quarterback.
And another finger on the monkey's paw curls.
Where did did you get that one?
The Todd Alma Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Under the helmet with the gravedigger, Gilbert Brown.
We got back of pride. We ain't going to drop 3 in a row.
You already dropped 3 in a row.
Not no more.
Not again, you mean?
See, here's the thing, Earl. If you play in a division of four, it's a different game.
Well, they played the Detroit Lions a division of four and got their heads handed to them.
But this is another one, the one we should beat.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger with Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Monday mornings at 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
The delusions of grandeur have come to an end, as has the campaign of former Vice President Mike Pence. You know, people didn't care for him so much. I don't know why. You know, January 6th, they just wanted to hang him at the gallows, Dom.
I mean, at least they knew his name. You know, there's no such thing as bad PR, Crudy.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Matt Flynn Direct.
When it comes to shutting down the government, what I'm afraid is Mike Johnson comes in, he'll say real smooth, I don't want to shut down the government. Here's a budget. And you'll go, hey, wait a minute. That has cuts in child care, Social Security. And he'll smile. He's sort of like Scott Walker. People who are unnervingly polite behind that kind of facade, they have a lot of inner weasels. They have too many inner weasels, quite frankly.
Matt Flynn Direct. Weekdays from 2 until 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold. 1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003. 125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football. You're about to find out. Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown. Monday mornings at 8 on WISS and WGBW and on the Civic Media app.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Timeout.
All right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Mino and the Mayor.
Very honored to have Chester Markle joining us.
You had some challenges with alcohol. You have done a great job getting that message out.
You know, it takes a long time to get it for some people. You know, my responsibility to every community and every place I go is to give back what others gave to me when I didn't know how to get it.
Weekday mornings from 6 until 8 on the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, and Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUS Kids, and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight.
The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
It's never personal, only politics. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show with Dom and Crute.
Weekdays from 4 until 6
on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. Your hometown radio, refreshed. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Don't change the station, but do watch out for deer, would ya? You know, they're running around all willy-nilly. It is the Krebscast with me, Charlie Behrens, on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. The Civic Media network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio, refreshed. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. This is Civic Media. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. Mino and the Mayor.
Amy Herrick has an event coming up called Smart Girls Rock.
I keep seeing the term STEM. What does that stand for?
First of all, the acronym STEM actually came around, I think it was first in 2001. The concept has always been around, but actually calling it STEM is relatively new.
Thank you.
Yeah.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Where are we on the lineup?
It's official. Avery is producing Main Street Music Days.
We need to be ready. We're going to have lots of people. What's the status on the new sound engineer?
They need an audio technician to keep things level from sound checks to encores.
Make sure audio from one stage does not compete with another.
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Our hiring platform instantly connects you with quality candidates, and you can schedule and conduct virtual interviews right from the Indeed dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
This is Civic Media.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over, then surely you'll check NHTSA.com.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Tim and Johnny, two woke warriors, teaching and learning in a post-pandemic world. Educated educators talking education. This is Busted Pencils.
Welcome back, Busted Pencils. Fully leaded education talk. Educated educators talking education every week. The number is 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. If you want to call our guest tonight, Marla Kilfoyle, Network for Public Education, 10 years in business. Their conference in Washington, D.C. starts this Friday. Marla, during the break, we were kind of talking about this, and people, you know, 10 years, you know, prior to that, Occupy, the Save Our Schools movement, this fight for public education, you know, and speaking of my son, who I talked about last segment, you know, and my daughter too, who's now a junior in college, who also didn't take any standardized tests and somehow managed to get through. They've kind of asked me this question sometimes, like, aren't you tired, Dad? You know, aren't like the fight for public education, aren't you tired? Marla, are you tired?
Well, listen, I feel like I've been advocating for teachers and kids and families since I've been a teacher. Yeah. But like you, I opted my son out when he was six. And he's currently a junior in college. He's doing very well. But we continue this fight because we want to make sure that kids and families have the things that they need in order to be able to go to school in their neighborhood, with kids from their neighborhood and from all different walks of life, right? That they're able to go to school and get a good education, right? And good education is such a multifaceted thing. It's driven by the teacher and the kids in the classroom. It's driven by the community. It's driven by an elected school board, right? Mm-hmm. You know, things that represent the community. And as you know, Tim, we have fought for that very simple idea for many, many years. And it's almost like there's times when I'll step back and I'll say, I don't understand what people don't get about that, because it's very super simple.
Right.
It really is. You have educated people that know how to teach children and know how to support kids and their families. I think some of the greatest work that we've seen done by the Journey for Justice Alliance in Chicago, and the understanding of what a community school is, right?
Right.
So, am I tired? Yes. Are we done? No.
No. No, in fact, right, that, you know, because it's like 10 years, you know. Yeah. And in 10 years now, it's gone. I would say, you know, the stakes are higher than they've ever been.
Yes.
For public education.
Yes.
You know, the onslaught of, you know, banning books, banning, you know, truth, banning the discussion about real people searching for freedom and the struggle they've had to do to get that freedom. The idea that we're going to ban that we're going to, you know, take money. And again, school choice and vouchers. We talk about this. The fact now too that they don't even use the kind of BS that they were trying to say, like, we just want to give money to poor kids so that they can have a better chance at education. It's like, no, we just want to give money to rich families so that they can keep their kids in private schools.
Right.
And here we are coming up, Network for Public Education. So, Marla, you know, as we're coming in here, number one.
RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Mino and the Mayor.
Amy Herrick has an event coming up called Smart Girls Rock. I keep seeing the term STEM.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Tim and Johnny, two woke warriors, teaching and learning in a post-pandemic world. Educated educators talking education. This is Busted Pencils.
Welcome back, Busted Pencils. Fully leaded education talk. Educated educators talking education. Every week, the number is 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. If you want to call our guest tonight, Marla Kilfoyle, Network for Public Education, 10 years in business. Their conference in Washington, D.C. starts this Friday. Marla, during the break, we were kind of talking about this, and people, you know, 10 years, you know, prior to that, Occupy, the Save Our Schools movement, this fight for public education, you know, and speaking of my son, who I talked about last segment, you know, and my daughter too, who's now a junior in college, who also didn't take any standardized tests and somehow managed to get through. They've kind of asked me this question sometimes, like, aren't you tired, Dad? You know, aren't like the fight for public education, aren't you tired? Marla, are you tired?
Well, listen, I feel like I've been advocating for teachers and kids and families since I've been a teacher. Yeah. But like you, I opted my son out when he was six. And he's currently a junior in college. He's doing very well. But you know, we continue this fight because we want to make sure that kids and families have the things that they need in order to be able to go to school in their neighborhood, with kids from their neighborhood and from all different walks of life, right? That they're able to go to school and get a good education, right? And good education is such a multifaceted thing. It's driven by the teacher and the kids in the classroom. It's driven by the community. It's driven by an elected school board, right? Mm-hmm. You know, things that represent the community. And as you know, Tim, we have fought for that very simple idea for many, many years. And it's almost like there's times when I'll step back and I'll say, I don't understand what people don't get about that, because it's very super simple.
Right.
It really is. You have educated people that know how to teach children and know how to support kids and their families. I think some of the greatest work that we've seen done by the Journey for Justice Alliance in Chicago, and the understanding of what a community school is, right?
Right.
So, yeah, am I tired? Yes. Are we done? No.
No. No, in fact, right, that, you know, because it's like 10 years, you know, yeah, and in 10 years now, it's gone. I would say, you know, the stakes are higher than they've ever been.
Yes.
For public education.
Yes.
You know, the onslaught of, you know, banning books, banning, you know, truth, banning the discussion about real people searching for freedom and the struggle they've had to do to get that freedom. The idea that we're going to ban that we're going to, you know, take money. And again, school choice and vouchers. We talk about this. The fact now too that they don't even use the kind of BS that they were trying to say, like, we just want to give money to poor kids so that they can have a better chance at education. It's like, no, we just want to give money to rich families so that they can keep their kids in private schools.
Right.
And here we are coming up, Network for Public Education. So, Marla, you know, as we're coming in here, number one, if you said, you know, what are you excited about for the conference? I know you're excited about everything, but okay, you know, tell me about Linda Darling Hammond.
Linda Darling Hammond is, you know, is a real pillar in everything that you could think about in education, right? So she definitely is sort of the foundation and in the understanding of what communities need and schools need. I think that in this conference, we have such an amazing lineup of different people discussing different concepts and attacks on education. I think, honestly, the thing I'm probably most excited with, we actually booked these Nick Sergey and his documentary group called Documented. We booked them just recently. They actually have sort of clandestine videos about the right wing plot to take down public education. They're going to be amazing. If you look on the website, you'll kind of see what they're really about and what the video is about. Diane actually did a really powerful conversation with Nick Sergey on it. It's on the website. I think they're probably the most excited I'm about, because I think most people are going to go, holy cow, this is crazy. It's crazy.
That part. And so the website too, networkforpublicEducation.org. Check it out. Yeah. We'll have a link to it in the show notes after the show goes up as a podcast. NetworkforpublicEducation.org. Check that out. You can get the full program here that we're talking about. That idea too, that, you know, here is, and because I've, you know, Johnny and I try to talk about this all the time. It's like, if my neighbor, we use that kind of quote as the saying, if my neighbor really knew the reality, the gasp that they would probably take to go, wait, what? That's happening to my school, to my kids, to my Friday night football, to my daughter's band recital, to the prom, to what? Wait, they took away what book? They said they can't read or talk about this anymore.
Yeah.
We say here, my neighbor, if my neighbor only knew. So that's one of the highlights that we're talking about. It's Network for Public Education's 10th anniversary conference, Washington, D.C., coming up this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Our guest, Marla Kilfoyle, Network for Public Education, talking about what's happening. The number, 844-967-2789. More Busted Pencils when we get back.
This is the Shaw, WAUK.
CBS News Brief. Israeli airstrikes on the Jabalia refugee camp in northern Gaza level apartment buildings. Palestinian officials say dozens have died. CBS's Rami Innocencio in Tel Aviv.
It's less than 2 miles from the border with Israel. The Jabalia refugee camp is also the biggest in all of the Gaza Strip.
Dire warnings about threats to the U.S. in a Senate Homeland Security Committee hearing. DHS Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas.
We have responded to an increase in threats against Jewish, Muslim, and Arab American communities and institutions across our country.
The Conference Board's Consumer Confidence Index falls for the third consecutive month in October and is at a level that traditionally indicates a recession within the next 12 months. CBS's Jason Brooks.
The board says for most consumers, high prices for food and gas was the biggest issue, followed by rising interest rates, national politics, and the fighting that's erupted between Israel and Hamas.
CBS News Brief. I'm Jennifer Kuiper.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin's largest utility companies say they plan to end using coal as a fuel source sooner than they had expected.
From I-43 to I-41, this is the Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The World Food Program's executive director, Cindy McCain, says critical food supplies in Gaza have reached dangerously low levels. She's calling for more aid to be sent in. As Israel continues its war in Gaza against Hamas, Secretary of State Antony Blinken said that was a topic in his meeting Saturday with the foreign ministers from Egypt and Jordan.
We spoke about ways to accelerate and expand the sustained delivery of aid.
Today, the secretary entered the West Bank. He met with Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas. State Department said the two also talked about humanitarian aid and protecting civilian lives. Five people were shot at the Lone Star Rally, a motorcycle event in Galveston, Texas. They're all being treated. A person of interest is in custody. And this weekend, the first of consecutive weeks of NFL games in Germany. Today, it's two of the AFC's best teams, the defending champion Kansas City Chiefs. They play the Miami Dolphins in Frankfurt. This is ABC News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
The Bucks win a tournament game. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks are headed to Brooklyn to play the Nets tomorrow night, the tip-off time at 6:30. Friday night, the Bucks beat the Knicks 110-105 thanks to a key three-point shot in the fourth quarter by Milwaukee's Damian Lillard.
It just basically gave me an opportunity to come from behind Giannis's defender because he had the ball. So his man, instead of me going uphill where he can see the action coming, I went back door and then I came back uphill from behind the defender. So once I kind of turned the corner with the handoff, I knew he wouldn't be able to just jump it because I was coming from behind him.
Now, it was the Bucks' first in-season tournament game, which basically means the games are played on a different flooring surface. There are trophies awarded. And most importantly, if your team wins a tournament, each player receives a $500,000 cash bonus. College football. Wisconsin Badgers now fall to 5-4 after losing in Indiana 20-14. Head coach Luke Fickell.
We've got to find a way to do what we said we were going to do at the start of the year. Is finished.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your hometown radio refreshed. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Here's your updated forecast. Cloudy skies today with a high of 53. Southerly winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Overcast skies tonight, scattered thunderstorms likely, lows around 47, highs around 59. Tomorrow, chance for scattered rain showers. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 37.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station.
From the kennel to the coop, whatever the season, Fleet Farm has everything to keep your animals happy and healthy. From training your pup to sit season, to mastering those retrieval skills season. From clipping your horse for competition season, to keeping the backyard birds well-fed season. And of course, loving your pets like family season. There's a reason people say, if Fleet Farm doesn't have it, you don't need it. Because we have it all. Fleet Farm. Built for real life.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
I had tweeted out after the second game of the year, a hot take. I said, by the end of the year, we will see Braden Locke as the starting quarterback of the Wisconsin Badgers. Now, Mr. Mordecai broke his hand. And by golly, not the way I thought it would happen, but Braden Locke has become the starting quarterback.
And another finger on the monkey's paw curls.
Where did you get that one?
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Under the helmet with the gravedigger, Gilbert Brown.
We got back of pride. We ain't going to drop three in a row.
Yeah, I would have dropped three in a row.
Not no more.
Not again, you mean?
See, here's the thing, Earl. If you play in a division of four, it's a different game.
Well, they played the Detroit Lions in division of four and got their heads handed to them.
But this is another one, the one we should beat.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger with Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Monday mornings at 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
From the home of the frozen tundra, Green Bay's choice for news talk, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Literally from everywhere.
And it's at this moment, you know, this time every year for network, the network for public education, where, you know, we said you and I might be tired, but it's like this is where we also then get that kind of momentum again.
Absolutely.
You know, because it's not just you and me, it's you and me, and we haven't seen each other, or we've seen this person, and here's a new person with a public education advocacy that's like, hey, did you guys think about this? And you're like, whoa, no, but that's really cool. You know, so talking about this though too, Marla, you know, see, Bill Ayers is going to be there. William Ayers, Bill Ayers is going to be talking about John Dewey. And again, people, you know, like Bill Ayers, he's crazy. He's radical. Well, his radical kind of talk is going to be John Dewey's position of going, quote, what the best and wise parents want for his own child, that must the community want for all of its children. So breaking that down into lingo of 2023, man, I want the best for my kid. And therefore, if I want the best for my kid and I'm going to get it, why not all kids getting the best? Right. How is that radical? The idea that all, right. I mean, right. You sit there and it's just like, you almost, it's kind of like the, you know, the, for back to the 80s, the McFly, wait a minute, kids, best education, all kids getting the best. That seems kind of like, whoa, well, why not? But, you know, but this is where we are here in our discussion with public education is that, yeah, like ideas that people might think are crazy. How does somebody though, you know, again, you know, we're pitching, make sure you're there at the network and there'll be lots of YouTube. Hey, Busted Pencils is going to be at the conference too, just to put it out there, you know, and so find us. I know Carol Burris, who we had on the show a couple of weeks ago, has already told me that I have a little space. So once I find where my space is going to be, when you're at the conference, if you're listening right now and you're already going to be at the conference and you want to come on Busted Pencils, we're not going to be doing anything live, but we're going to be recording interviews for the extended podcast that we're producing right now. Come and find us because we want to talk to every one of you out there. Because Marla, the idea, right, my neighbor, if people only knew,
right,
is that this new, maybe we're always talking about this, the new strategy for public education advocates, and maybe I'm asking you this for the an idea. How do we get the network? Because you know what? There are going to be 400 people who absolutely agree.
Yeah.
Our job will be leaving from there, though, to not be satisfied with the fact that we found 400 of us who agree. But how do we get the message of those 400 people out to, let me say what we do on Busted Pencils, my neighbor, down the street to the Friday night football game? Yeah. Something, and Marla, I said this during the break, because what we're starting to see now is the public education fight back. It's too late. You know, so I've seen, oh my goodness, Moms for Liberty just took over our school board and have now banned all of our books. What do we do about this? Well, okay, if that's happening, we want to help you, right?
Right.
Okay.
Right.
But we, what about stopping that from happening? So think about that from the network. It's like Moms for Liberty coming in. In fact, they're one of the sessions dealing with Moms for Liberty. I saw that, you know, we'll be talking about that. Actually, tomorrow I have a guest right now fighting Moms for Liberty. Mm-hmm. If you, so I'm working right now to get them scheduled. Looks like I might have them live on the show next on Halloween. So to kind of get this, because we're trying to bring that fight. Tell me something else, though, about the conference that people might want to know about.
Oh my goodness. It's really, to encapsulate it in like one sentence is very difficult, but it's a very big focus on, you know, we've had these religious charter schools. We know that in Oklahoma, they've okayed the first religious Catholic charter school. Right. So we have a really good concentration on that. You know, really discussing, you know, the religious charter school. We're very, very lucky again to get our pastors network in, led by the Pastors for Texas Children, who will be talking about, you know, when we talk about how do we reach our neighbor, right? Mm-hmm. They're masters at that. They're masters at it. And led by Reverend Charles Foster Johnson, they're doing amazing work in Texas and throughout the country, understanding how we mobilize, for example, faith leaders in educating about the privatization efforts and about the strength of public schools and funding public schools. So we have a lot of really good stuff with that. We have Houston educators coming in talking about the state takeover of the Houston public school system. And we also have another panel that will be talking about state takeovers that represent Tennessee and also Ohio. Mm. So, but this Houston panel, led by the Houston Federation of Teachers, President Jackie Anderson and Daniel Santos, who is actually I believe he was a Houston Teacher of the Year or Texas Teacher of the Year. They will be coming and talking about this takeover. You know, Tim, as we know, one of the great movements by the privatizers is they have the, you know, they create this idea that the school is failing and then the mm-hmm. state takes it over, right? And then we know right. they privatize it and that whole thing. And Houston has really done a really good job of mobilizing in really trying to get this school back. We have a ton of panels on vouchers that are from Arizona. We have North Carolina. We have another one organizing across the states that has Wisconsin, Nebraska, New Jersey. So we've got you said it best. We go to this conference because it really does ignite us and it gives us a lot more energy to kind of continue on. Mm-hmm. And it educates us just a little bit more about things that we might need to be educated about. But I have to tell you that in this conference, because I've been working on the registration, I see a lot of really new faces.
Nice.
So we're super excited about that.
Yeah. I mean, think about it. Right? Go back again, you know, over 10 years actually right. ago, you know, Marla Kilfoyle and Tim Slecker didn't know who each other were, you know, and it was that coming together around this idea of, you know, fighting for public schools at that time, fighting for our kids,
right?
You know, and realizing that the education that was, you know, guaranteed to them by the state constitutions of every state in this country was being mm-hmm. undermined by this, you know, kind of what people thought was, you know, we're just trying to make schools better. You know, let's test kids and going, no, wait a minute. They're going to take these test scores. They're going to, quote, prove schools are failing. Right. They're going to use these test scores to prove schools are failing. And then the failing schools will allow then, as you just said, the voucher, the privatizers to come in and say, hey, you know what? Then let's take those public dollars that are going to that failing local public school. Let's mm-hmm. give them away to private schools who can do a better job. Here we are now and going, and that probably, I don't know, are vouchers and the privatization of public education, I think that all leads to, is that the biggest threat that schools are facing right now? Or is maybe, I think that's it though. But for me, how do we focus then taking the network for public education? I think there's something apart on us now too. And I, now that I'm in this for so many years, if you see, mm-hmm. if you agree with me on this, we, besides pointing out the flaws and saying, here are the things that are happening and my neighbor needs to know that, we want to put forth though too, and here's what should be, and here's what can be, and here's right. what you want. That positive right. vision, the critiques are out there and we know them. What, tell me something positive about the network for public education. other than the fact that the Network for Public Education is 10 years going and they've been advocating for public education. But I mean, I think that is sometimes we get thrown into a, all you guys do is complain about boo-hoo, poor teachers, poor this, poor that. You know, when are you guys going to ever come forward with solutions?
Right. Well, I think the positive thing is that, well, there's a couple things. We've built up a network of close to 200 organizations across the country that are all talking and working together. That's very important. That's really why I was hired to come in. And it really is strong. And, you know, I'll get someone who email me and say, I need to talk to somebody about vouchers. Well, I put you in touch with, you know, Save Our Schools Arizona, who've done amazing work and can help you with that, right? But I think the great thing with MPE is not just, you know, we're not just grumbling here and complaining and typing and, you know, complaining about stuff. You know, the executive director, Carol Burris, is a brilliant woman. Mm. I mean, she will get into the trenches. She leaves no I undotted, no T crossed. And, you know, the charter school program that we exposed in several reports, I think, really speaks to us getting down in the work and having people understand that, you know, wasting taxpayer money when you don't have to do that, when you can take that money and make public schools stronger, right? Mm-hmm. I think that's our biggest strength. We walk the walk, talk the talk, and we're in the trenches every day. And Carol is a great beacon for that, because she is a pit bull. I mean, she's going to run through data and, you know, she's going to expose it if you're wasting money. And that money in the long run hurts kids, right? You're wasting money and it hurts kids. So,
but that, right, the concept, what do you mean wasting money? So in other words, this is the part, it's just like to understand, it's like the money, you know, people are like, well, they're just trying to save money. No. They're taking, actually, there's no money savings in privatization and vouchers, or there'd be nobody involved in it. It's actually about taking as much money as they possibly can and taking it away from your community, your son,
right,
your daughter, your family, and moving it over to private interests. I think that's the biggest thing to help people understand. The attack on public education isn't about reducing spending.
No.
You know, anybody who's ever been out there. So, Network for Public Education conference coming up this Friday, Saturday, Sunday, 10 years. Marla Kilfoyle, Network for Public Education. Marla, I am looking so forward to seeing you when I get there on Friday. Hopefully I'll be there. I'm driving down from Ohio. I haven't even plotted out my course yet, which way I'm headed, but we'll be down there. And if you're listening and you are going to be at the conference and you want to try to get on Busted Pencils, I will be in a room. We'll be there. Come in, say hello. Let's do a recorded interview. Even if you just want to, you know, say a couple lines or something, we'll be in there gathering as much as we can. Marla, can't wait to see you on Friday. Everybody else, when we get back, producer Anya and Tim are going to break it down. The number is 844-967-2789. LA Tom, we know you're out there listening. Give us a call, dude. We want to hear from you. It's Busted Pencils. More when we get break. Thank you, Marla.
Thank you.
The Shaw, WAUK. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Up US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager.
learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org.
This is the Shaw, WAUK.
Tim and Johnny, proud supporters of PB&J, MLB, and of course CRT. Educated educators talking education. This is Busted Pencils.
Welcome back, Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk, educated educators talking.
This is the talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With inflation rising at record levels and incomes not keeping pace, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596 or visit www.kwwf.org. That's 800-506-5596 or visit www.kwwf.org.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
The reason there's Friday night football is because the school system in which he resides to go and witness those Friday night football games, that's why you have Friday night football. It's because of your local thriving public school. Anya, so what do you think there? You know, so Marla and I, we met, you know, 12 years ago, and opting our kids out. So you're now close to my son and daughter's age. So what would have happened if your parents would have said, you know, you're not taking these tests? How would that have worked for you?
You know, I've been kind of thinking about this whole time because I was a public school kid my whole life. I went to three different public, elementary schools because we moved, and then the same public middle school, public high school, and then I went to UW-Milwaukee. So I'm like looking back at all of this and thinking like, wow, yeah, if I had been able to step away from the rigmarole of over testing and just focus on, you know, the things I was strong at and get a different kind of help with the things that I wasn't strong at, I don't know. I don't know where I'd be. Yeah. I hope I'd still be on Busted Pencils, but I don't know.
You'd be. You think about that, right? It's just like, okay, yeah. It's just people, and at the time when Marla and I were doing this, and the group of people across the country that were doing opt out, which then, you know, again led to the Network for Public Education and all this advocacy, we got yelled at by going like, "How dare you use your kids as political pawns?"
Right.
Yeah. You know, they're just in school trying to get an education, and you're putting them into this political fight, and more importantly, you're pulling them out of tests. And how will you ever know if my son Luke and my daughter Lacey, how will they know if they're doing okay in schools? And I was like, well, you know how they know?
How?
Because I talk to them when they come home from school.
Yeah.
I talk to their teachers when I go and meet with their teachers. And actually, when I really, really want to know what's going on, I never look for a test score to tell me what's going on in public schools.
Yeah.
You know, and so that's it, Anya, right? You know, and people are like, are you against kids taking tests? That was the other thing we got blamed for. So your kid's never going to take a test. No. They're going to take tests because testing is, quote, part of schooling. High stakes, standardized tests that occupy multiple amounts of time, that put a ton of pressure on kids, to put a ton of pressure on teachers, to put a ton of pressure on schools. That's what we were opting out of because there was an imposed harm.
Yeah.
You know, so did you feel harmed when that was happening?
Yeah. Looking back, I remember definitely the the way that anxiety for these large, especially when I think back on like, and I'm sorry that this acronym is going to send shivers down a lot of people my age's spine, but WKCE testing, make your mark heavy and dark. Oh my God, I hear it echoing through my head. I remember starting that so young. I remember having to learn what a Scantron was in like third grade to take these big tests. I'm like, I just want to know how many quarters are in a dollar. Why do I have to fill in these buttons? So I do think there was harm in the sense that I do still have test anxiety, aptitude anxiety. And the question of how will we know how they're doing? A test is a really automated way to know how someone's doing. When someone finishes a test, it outputs a percentage answer. You're this good at this thing, but that's, it's automated and it's quick and it's easy, but it's for the proctor, that is, but it's not, let's say, a total reflection of the person, right? That's what it comes back to, isn't it?
Well, it's not even a total, as you said. It's a minuscule snapshot of a moment in time where, as you laid out, Anya, you were getting ready for this test, feeling the anxiety before you took the test, learning how to use the number two pencil the correct way to make sure that you bubbled in your mark so that it wouldn't, you know, be misread by the Scantron.
Right.
And then after all of getting you lined up, Anya, we need you to do your best. We need you to pay attention. Need you to darken in your circles the right way. Need you to have your pencil sharpened. And now for the next 2 hours, go and do your best.
Yeah. Just don't think about any of that horrible stuff. Just go. Do good.
Do your best.
Huh?
And
how?
Yeah. And so, yeah. So you think about that and people are like, you know, because we get really good information from those tests. Actually, now the reality I just laid out is that a lot of kids, the quote data they provide when they took that test was really flawed data because it isn't really capturing what they knew. It was actually measuring their level of anxiety in a way. And so, you know, that was it. So, Network for Public Education. Do want to recognize, too, Jim and Appleton, our texter out there, high on his education wish list. Make any school that receives his taxpayer dollars all meet the same standards. What he's talking to is actually voucher schools that are going to come in and take your tax dollars. They don't have to have the same standards, free rides. In other words, you know, and we were always got into this thing talking about testing. I don't want to impose that on anybody because it's bad. But the fact is that if you see that high stakes standardized testing is not required by a voucher school, that should also be telling you something about the reality of going. So they don't want to be held to those same standards. They don't want to find out in this limited capacity if they're not doing well out there. My goodness, God forbid you would actually do that. What are you going to do? Busted pencils, fully leaded. Next week, Stopping Moms for Liberty. Check you out next week.
Want more Busted Pencils? Follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Busted Pencils or log on to BustedPencils.com for blogs, podcasts, and more. Join us again next Tuesday for Busted Pencils on Devil Radio 92.7.
Home for the Devil's Advocates. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and it's the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy.
Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
UPUS Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous, as in Chloe.
Mino and the Mayor in the morning, and the talk of Green Bay all day long. 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
It's fully leaded education talk.
Hard facts with a humorous twist.
Check out Busted Pencils, Tuesdays at 7 on the Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW, and on the Civic Media app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News.